Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome back to podcast episode number 21, Date Night on a Budget. When finances are tight, date nights may seem like more of a luxury than a necessity. Couples may find themselves eliminating their weekly or monthly date nights from the family budget in order to focus on children or other household expenses. However, as any relationship expert will tell you, taking care of your relationship by spending time with your spouse should be a top priority. The good news is that it is possible to be mindful of your family budget while planning weekly date nights with your spouse. You may need to cut back on going out, but there are many activities that you can plan at home or that cost little to no money. Today we are going to discuss some fun date night ideas on a budget. First, maybe you or your spouse is a home chef. Plan a culinary adventure together. Is there a new dish that you or your spouse would want to try? If so, why not plan on cooking this meal together at home? You can light a few candles, turn off your phones and the television, and have fun together in the kitchen. Next, consider planning a game night. Consider hosting a couples-only game night at your home. There are a number of games that are perfect for couples to play together. You can either arrange teams or pit the sexes against each other. Preparing a few small snacks or asking friends to bring a dish from home is a great way to connect with your spouse and friends while saving money. Don't forget, you can always be a tourist in your own local community. Pick an afternoon or evening to check out the local landmarks, parks, museums, exhibitions, or other attractions in your neighborhood. You may be surprised by what you have been missing in your own town. As a bonus, many of these attractions are often free or require a minimal admission cost. As always, anytime that you are visiting attractions, be certain to ask if there is a military discount available. Coffee shop hop. Coffee lovers unite. If you and your spouse have a love of coffee, why not make it a date? You can pick a few of your favorite coffee shops and plan a visit to each one. Start off with a cup of coffee at one shop and then make your way to another for a sweet dessert. You could also plan a picnic with your spouse. Taking advantage of the parks around your home is a great way to spend quality time with your spouse in the great outdoors. Cook a meal at home, bring an outdoor game, and pack your picnic basket. Take a new class together. Many community centers offer free classes to residents in the neighborhood. If you and your spouse are interested in taking up a new hobby, check out what classes are offered around you. Getting out of the house and pursuing a new hobby is a great way to feel closer to your spouse. Trivia nights are always fun. Split an appetizer and play a lively game of trivia together. Many local restaurants offer weekly trivia nights that are a lot of fun and do not require spending a lot of money. As we think of date night on a budget ideas, one tip that my husband and I often like to do, as opposed to date night, we will have date day. So at a day when the kiddos are at school and both of us have vacation time available and it's a slow period at work, we might take a day off and spend a date day together. That can save us a considerable amount on the cost of babysitting. Also, if you have close friends in the area, consider a kiddo swap. So maybe you watch their kiddos one evening so that they can go out on a date, and then the next weekend they watch your kiddos so that you all can go out on a date. Look for creative ways to save on babysitting, because it can definitely add to the cost of date nights. You may also consider looking for local parents' night out in your area. Our daughter has a favorite parents' night out spot at a local children's museum. She actually asks to go every other week and is disappointed when it might be canceled. Typically, parents' night out events are much less expensive than hiring an in-home babysitter. So, for example, the parents' night out that she enjoys so much is available from 6 to 10 p.m. at a total cost of $15, which is much less than we would pay an in-home babysitter. Don't let excuses, including financial ones, get in the way of spending quality time with your spouse. Date nights are one activity that should not be abandoned due to your budget. Putting the time into your relationship will help you enjoy all the other aspects of your life that much more. Please join us for our next podcast episode where we start the discussion about holiday planning.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.